Now, notice this very interesting move here. This man understands something which previous Christians did not understand so clearly, that Judaism is not just biblical religion, that Judaism is indeed rabbinic Judaism. He fully appreciates the development of an oral interpretation of the law, which was written down, which was studied assiduously for generation to generation, Rashi, all that we talked about previously. This development, he argues, is heretical. In other words, it really redefines what this religious experience is. And as a result, we have a right now to enter into a more antagonistic relationship with Jews, and we have a right to get rid of their Talmud. The only way we're going to get these Jews back on track and ultimately have them see the true light of day, in other words, until we see them approaching the baptismal font, is to eliminate the Talmud. The Talmud is the cause of their errors, of their obstinacy, of their blindness, of their inability to relate to us. In other words, to put it in different terms, more knowledge, you would assume. I mean, we always grew up on this notion. The more you know, the more you appreciate the other. In this case, the more you know, the more intolerant you become. In other words, knowledge in this case, or an awareness of Judaism, or an understanding of the twofold law, of really what Judaism is, and Nicholas Dönem really understood it clearly, meant a greater intolerance. The result of all of this was quite catastrophic. For the first time in the history of Judaism, a group of clergymen throughout France prohibited the Talmud, collected the Talmud, and actually burned the Talmud throughout France. And thus, for a period of time, Jews were deprived the opportunity of being able to study their most sacred text. And of course, as you saw, was the core of Jewish study for generations. Only in the 16th century, during the Counter-Reformation, is this repeated again, when Pope Paul IV in Italy issues a similar decree. And therefore, many historians have compared the aggressiveness and the assault of the 13th century with that of the 16th century. But we'll talk about the 16th century later. In any case, the ultimate result, as we saw, is Yechiel of Paris, the rabbi who participated in the debate with Nicholas, and his colleagues leaving Paris, the defeat of the Jewish community, and the burning of the Talmud in Paris. The argument is that the Talmud is the root of the evil of the Jews. Let us eliminate the Talmud. Now let's talk about Barcelona. Barcelona offers us almost simultaneously, 1263, 1239, 1240, a very different strategy on the part of Christians in dealing with Jews, and one that has a longevity which is quite significant. So we want to really elaborate this as carefully as we have the first position. The Barcelona debate was carefully staged between a Christian protagonist by the name of Pablo Cristiani, also a former Jew, notice in the same kind of background, versed in rabbinic literature, knowledgeable, able to quote all kinds of esoteric rabbinic texts which reveal Christianity, but an equally formidable, probably more formidable opponent by the name of Moses ben Nachman Nachmanides. Nachmanides lived between 1194 and 1270. Nachmanides was important for a variety of reasons. He is considered to be one of the fathers of the Kabbalah. In other words, although he was a moderate follower of Maimonides, he ultimately moved in the direction of Kabbalistic studies. Although he never put down in print his Kabbalistic teachings, they were sort of hidden. They were presented orally. He was a Spanish scholar of great significance. His most important work is an exegesis, a commentary on the entire Torah, which became a very standard commentary. Nachmanides was many-faceted. He dealt in the area of the halakha of Jewish law. He was involved with exegesis. He left some wonderful sermons and homilies. And in addition, as you will see, he is a polemicist against Christianity. In this debate, he is called upon to defend the Jewish interest against this very aggressive spokesman of Christianity, Pablo Cristiani. Cristiani's approach, however, is very different from Nicholas Dönem. Cristiani wants to argue in this debate, held before the king and his associates and all kinds of notables and so on, that the Messiah has already come in the person of Jesus Christ, and that by employing rabbinic passages, obscure and taken out of context, he can prove, he can substantiate the fact that Jesus was indeed the Messiah and that Jews must accept Jesus as their Messiah.